Missouri House Representative Peggy McGaugh says she didn't go to Jefferson City to twiddle her thumbs. During this legislative year, McGaugh is serving on 5 committees, 3 as vice chairperson, which makes her one of the busiest members at the state capitol. House Speaker Rob Vescovo is drawing on her past work as a county clerk in her new roles. One is as vice chair of the House Committee on Administration and Accounts for the House's $24 million operating budget.
Matter of fact, I was told it's like the job description that we did as county clerks on steroids. What we're responsible for is just a larger budget, larger number of people, but still the same type of work. I'm up for the task, and I'm honored that the speaker would put me on things that utilize my past experience.
She also continues as vice chair of elections and elected officials. This week, she plans to sponsor a bill to require an ID prior to voting by absentee.
Currently, you can go into the office of the election authority and ask for an absentee ballot. ID is not part of the statute, so we needed to firm that up. And in this specific instance, I would like it to be photo ID.
Have you seen abuse on that?
No, I have not, but I don't think it's too much to ask of a person who wants a ballot to vote on issues and people when they're asked for photo ID for so many other things in life.
She'll also continue as a member of the House Budget Committee, responsible for filing all appropriation bills to operate the state's $53 billion budget. Even though counties like Ray and Saline are seeing healthy tax revenues as people shopped at home or online during the pandemic, it skews the bigger picture of the state's economic health, she says.
People did shopping and they tried to keep their lives as normal as possible with the necessities in life. There maybe is a false sense of security in what is being received as revenue now. But I'm telling you, with the number of businesses that have gone out of business and won't be returning for whatever the reason is, it will show up in future sales tax when we have fewer businesses that pay into the sales tax.
So maybe like a hardware store had its best year ever, but maybe a couple years down the road, we'll see how it falls out with restaurants or some other businesses that were hard hit.
I think that's right, and especially restaurants that were shut down. And I'm not talking so much about in my district. The restaurants we have, I think and I hope, were able to sustain themselves through the carryout. But we're talking about Kansas City and St. Louis, where they had different rules for their cities, different shutdowns, different requirements. There are going to be several businesses and restaurants in our larger metropolitans that won't be able to reopen.
And then you are also a vice chair of the subcommittee for health, mental health, and social services. And I imagine with COVID, that's even more important than ever.
Yes, it's absolutely huge. It's one of the most active subcommittees. So much going on in Missouri with those three purposes because they really all kind of merge together. Yes, COVID has hit our health. It has severely affected our mental health, and social services has been inundated with new requests because of people who had to go on unemployment. We'll be a very active committee. That's 40% of the total budget in just that area.
One of the most coveted and influential seats is on the House Rules Administrative Oversight Committee. That's where bills that pass through one of the 13 committees comes to be vetted prior to moving to the House floor, if they are deemed worthy to do so.
It's like the last line of defense. The bills that made it through the committee prior to going on to the House floor, we get to vet. And I find that very challenging. I realize now that it has power in that that committee could fail to vote to let a bill proceed on, and that could be the death knell. That's one of the things that people don't realize.
Peggy McGaugh represents the 39th District, which includes Ray, Carroll, and Sheridan counties. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.